The Jason and Alexis podcast is brought to you by our friends at Sears Imported Autos, serving four generations of happy, returning customers.
Sears Imported Autos is just 10 minutes west of downtown on 394 in Minnetonka. More information at searsimports.com.
Hey, Jace, did I see you drive by my house in a new car?
You sure did there, Goober. I waved to you in your front lawn.
Nice. I didn't know you were getting a new one. Where did you go, Jason?
I went to Sears Imported Autos, and I really wasn't planning on getting a new car. But I went online, I saw a car, I went in there, and Sue, I love Sue, her service was amazing, and it really was one of those examples of customer service makes a difference. And it's not a surprise to me. They've been in business for over 55 years, serving not one, not two, not three, four Lex and Dawn, four generations of happy customers, and now I'm one of them. They were named best of the best for Mercedes for 2018 and 2019. I mean, it is really where, as they say, quality meets affordability. The selection of their certified pre-owned vehicles will help you find like a dream car at the price you want. So if you're going to get a car, Dawn or Lex, Sears Imported Autos. Where are they again, Lex?
Sears Imported Autos is just 10 minutes west of downtown on 394 in Minnetonka.
More information at searsimports.com.
And when you walk into Sears Imported Autos, make sure you say you heard about them from Jace.
Life was a willow and it bent right to your
I don't know what to do with this song. Welcome back. Welcome to the 7 o'clock hour of Jason and Alexis in the morning.
Snap out of it!
Yeah. In my talk 107.1, everything entertainment, everything New Year's Eve, 1979.
Regularly scheduled programming will not be seen at this time, so that ABC may bring you 1979.
Wow,
ABC. Wow.
Wow, they delivered the whole year.
Wow.
That's the power of the networks back then. They could just give you the whole year. Here is, we're going to bring you 1979, girl.
Whoa.
Yeah. I'm Jace with Lex, Dawn, and Kenny. We are so glad you're here. Put on your fanciest pajamas. Get a cup of Joe, maybe some fresh squeezed orange juice.
Ooh.
Sit back and relax and let us entertain you for a little bit. Lex, we're going to begin with a national treasure. Ye olde Dolly Parton. Why is she making news today, my love?
She has been vaccinated
with her own
vaccine, Moderna, that she helped fund. And she really put her money where her mouth is. So this is one of those instances where, like, yep, get it, Dolly Parton. And she had a message after she got a dose of her own medicine. She tweeted it out.
Here's a little bit of it.
Well, hey, it's me. I'm finally going to get my vaccine. I'm so excited. I've been waiting a while. I'm old enough to get it, and I'm smart enough to get it. So I'm very happy that I'm going to get my Moderna shot today. And I wanted to tell everybody, I think you should get out there and do it too. I even changed one of my songs to fit the occasion. It goes, vaccine, 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 vaccine. I'm begging of you, please don't hesitate. Vaccine, 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 vaccine. Because once you're dead, then that's a bit too late.
Oh my God.
Well, I'm trying to be funny now, but I'm dead serious about the vaccine. I think we all want to get back to normal, whatever that is, and that would be a great shot in the arm, wouldn't it, if we could get back to that. But anyhow, I just wanted to encourage everybody, because the sooner we get to feeling better, the sooner we are going to get back to being normal. So I just want to say to all of you cowards out there, don't be such a chicken squat. Get out there and get shot.
That's right, Kenny.
Oh, my God.
Don't be a chicken squat, Kenny.
I'm not afraid. I'll get it.
No, I'm kidding. I'm just saying, don't be a chicken squat. Get your shot.
That
God,
was,
I love her.
I mean, that was just pretty much perfect.
That's,
the whole thing from beginning to end.
Just run that on a commercial every day until everyone's vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause if anybody can convince most of the country, it's Dolly Parton.
Right.
Yes.
Well, maybe there's still, but yeah, most people will listen to Dolly. Just have Dolly do the ads. That's fantastic. She gave $1 million.
Yeah.
And then we had more good news yesterday. Merck and Johnson & Johnson, competitors, announced that they're going to work together. They're going to work together, and Merck is going to help make the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. They're going to help make doses of it, crank it out. So that's fantastic, being good corporate citizens and agreeing to a joint partnership in this. And then that led, obviously, to the announcement. Originally, the quote-unquote promise was to have every, if an adult, any adult wanted a vaccine, we are allegedly going to have it, that condition by July. Now it's been bumped up. Every adult that wants a vaccine should be able to get it by May, sometime in May.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah, that was announced. That was announced yesterday afternoon, following the news of the Johnson & Johnson and Merck. I am assuming the two are connected, but yeah, by May they bumped it up 2 months. That any adult, and because right now we're a year into this. I mean, this is we are approaching. The year anniversary when I remember very clearly. I remember everything very clearly. My father-in-law was in the hospital for a knee. He was getting something fixed with his knee. And that's when there was a press conference and they were announcing, you know, the NBA had closed. And then that Monday, the world was basically going to close. Disney World was closing. And remember, Lex, I left. I was gone that weekend. And
you were
I was coming back from there. I was coming back from there as they were closing. And I tried to cancel the trip. And I'll never forget, Colin and I just laughed about this. We called Delta on that Thursday night following word that basically come Monday, the world was shutting down. We called Delta and I never thought I would hear this automated message. A 7 hour wait.
Oh my gosh.
The Delta computer said, your estimated wait is 7 hours.
Oh my God.
And I laughed. I looked at Colin and I go, bitch, we are going on this trip. I am not. By the time I get through to that operator, we'll be boarding. We really, I mean, and that wasn't far off. Colin's like, Jace, I know you're joking, but that math isn't far off.
Or you could have driven halfway.
Wow. Yeah. So my point being is we're a year into this and that news came out yesterday. So, but Dolly.
Well, I remember folks finally got their second dose, which feels really good.
Oh,
and
nice.
And it looks like Angel, you know, being in the school system, he'll be able to get his soon, too.
Oh, nice.
Good, yeah. Good.
I'm still waiting for Dar. Poor Dar is still waiting. She has signed up for every program. She's so good. I'm so proud of her. She's not the most technologically advanced, but she has signed up for everything. And we're waiting for that email to get her in there. So she can start, you know, again, I'm not complaining. I love it that my mom takes it seriously. I'd rather have that than, you know, someone that thinks this was, you know, made up and came from the moon. So, my mother, proud resident of Earth One. So I just want her to get the vaccine. So, and she's of the age range. My mom is 66. So, yeah. Anyway, Kenny, you're going to get it, aren't you, my friend? Don't mean to put you on the spot. And if you don't want to answer,
I will.
That, but
I will when they tell me it's time. Yeah.
Yeah, because you're young.
But I haven't tried or anything. I'd probably qualify as in the risk zone because of my heart issues. But I haven't tried. My mom has had hers. I don't think my dad has yet, though.
Oh, okay.
I'm not opposed to it or anything. I'm still researching which one I like.
Oh, yeah.
Can you pick?
That's another question. Can I pick?
Right. I don't know.
I don't know, because there's the Johnson & Johnson, which is one shot stored in normal, you know, basically in just a normal cooler, not like a beer cooler. Yeah. Then you have the one that needs to be stored in unbelievable temperatures with two shots. Mm-hmm. So,
and the
I don't know if you can pick. So,
and I've known a few guys or elderlies that have had both shots, and they seem to get more symptoms after the second shot, but the symptoms seem to go away after a day or so.
Yep. I've heard the same thing, Kenny, yes.
Mm-hmm. Chris Reavers, his wife, works in the health industry, so she was forced to get a shot early on. And her symptoms were really painful headaches, and they came right away after the first shot. But the second shot wasn't quite so bad. So yeah, I think it's just different. It's just different in everybody. Yep.
My talker, 7:13 is your time. Hey, before we can take a break, listen to rewards. I'm going to tell you about that because they're red hot. They're hot, girl. You can win an Echo Show gift cards to Bubbly Paws, Culver's, Bread and Chocolate, and more. Sign up for listener rewards on mytalk1071.com. When we come back, Ashley Judd, an update on her. Dawn has that. Plus, Alexis watched I Care a Lot. We will care what she has to say when we return.
Hey, ladies, want to go for a test drive?
I knew it, Dawn. Jason's buying us a car.
So, do you mind if I ask for one with a moonroof and heated cup holders?
Guys, I'm not going to buy you a car. We're going to test drive a new smile.
Rude.
No, goofball. Your smile is great. But look, if you don't like your smile for whatever reason, Dr. Amy at Hughes Dental can take you for a smile test drive.
How does that work?
Well, after someone does one of Dr. Amy's legendary virtual smile consults and they start to consider veneers, Dr. Amy can do a 30-minute appointment where she puts on a composite material that will show the patient what their actual new smile could look like.
That's some Star Wars stuff right there.
Well, that's why I call Dr. Amy, the Yoda of dentistry. Contact Dr. Amy and ask her about virtual smile consults and the smile test drive at Hughes-Dental.com.
Oh, and don't forget, Dr. Amy can be your regular dentist, too. Again, that's Hughes-Dental.com.
And follow them on Instagram for the latest promotions.
And now on Jason and Alexis in the Morning, a message from our sponsor. From like the 70s or 80s.
Thursday of Premiere Week starts with a special 2-hour season premiere of Magnum, who becomes the target of a deadly search and destroy mission. Then on the season premiere of Knots Landing, Kevin Dotson finds himself falling in love with Karen, while Abby's seduction could destroy Gary's marriage with Val. It's all Thursday on Premiere Week.
This has been a Jason and Alexis classic commercial. We now return you to our regularly scheduled mediocre radio show.
That saucy minx, Abby. How dare she?
Gary and Karen.
Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. Jason and Alexis in the Morning. On My Talk 107.1, that commercial's from 1982 on CBS, promoting the season premiere of Magnum P.I. with the hottest star of the 80s, Tom Selleck.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And of
those
course,
short shorts.
Yep. That mustache. That hairy chest.
Oh, coming out the shirt.
That's right. You would think I was describing Kenny, but no, I'm describing the hottest star of the 80s, Tom Selleck.
Yeah.
That's right. And then, of course, my beloved Knots Landing. Jason and Alexis, in the Morning. Thank you for being here. I Care a Lot. What is this, Lex?
Oh, it's a movie on Netflix. Okay. And Rosamund Pike, she actually won a Golden Globe for her performance for Best Actress in a Musical or Comedy. Now, I had already watched it before that. Guys, this movie had such promise. It's such a great setup. Okay. It's a dark comedy thriller, and she plays a character who basically comes in and acts as a conservator for seniors. And it's a scheme because she sidetracks the family, she takes away their cell phones, she goes to their home and goes to the court first, gets the conservatorship, and then goes directly to their home, takes them out of the home, puts them in some assisted care place, sells off all of their stuff, doesn't let their children see them, even know where they are. And that whole setup, it's so great. Well, she messed with the wrong person. And that's Diane Weiss's character, who she is fantastic. Chilling performance, because you just think, ooh, you messed with the wrong person. And then it got ridiculous to the point where it was so unbelievable and just not funny anymore that I kind of hated it by the end of it. Why would you make those choices? Because the setup is so good. So I'm kind of on the fence, you guys, about saying you should watch this or not. Because it did get kind of ridiculous toward the end. But Peter Dinklage is in it as well. And his character goes ridiculousness. Hers too.
Yeah, girl, listen to you. I am not going to watch this.
I mean, watch the first half and then just pretend and make up your own ending, because I think it will be better than what they did.
You know, MC watched it and he wouldn't tell me a lot about it. He's like, I think you should watch it. And he's like, yeah, it's good. But he didn't go, oh my God, you've got to watch this. You know, so he just wouldn't say really. So I find it interesting. I wonder if he really
trust
didn't
him?
Like it.
Do you trust him?
Yeah.
You trust his taste?
Yeah. For sure.
But if
I can't
wasn't
trust
over the
my roommate's. I can't trust my roommate's taste in anything.
Oh yeah.
She has awful, awful taste in shows. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
And that's fine because she feels the same way about my stuff too.
Yeah, Anil says the same thing about me. There are things that I just know I can't even bring up with him. Like he will just not be interested.
Ooh.
Right.
And that's okay.
I'll throw on It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, and I can hear her eyes rolling. That's how bad it is. She hates it so much.
If Kenny, can I tell you something? I have never watched that show.
Yeah, it's dumb. I mean, if you have to like that genre, that and Trailer Park Boys and Letter Kenny. You have to enjoy that genre. Otherwise, you'll hate it.
Dawn, have you watched it? It sounds like you have.
Yeah, I have. And I tried. Okay, so I love Trailer Park Boys. I love It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. But Letterkenny, I tried that too. And after about 6 episodes, I was like, oh, this is exhausting. I can't do it anymore.
Yeah, and now the clever writing has really gotten in the way. And so much that there's a new season out on Hulu, and I haven't even signed back up to Hulu to watch it.
Yeah. It was a little bit too quick and quippy for me.
Yeah, yeah. Too cutesy and too special, and we're really smart.
Yes.
Listen to our writing. Here's our brilliant writing.
Yeah, I could hear the writer's voice instead of just believing the characters.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like it a really real country way. People. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But clever country people. Yeah. Over the top clever.
Yeah.
Wow, this is a segment of convincing me not to watch a lot of stuff.
What not to watch? Skip it.
But I love Trailer Park Boys, and I love It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
I really hated Trailer Park Boys the first episode. The first thing I saw was the movie, and I hated it.
Yeah.
And I watched it at night. I woke up at 3 in the morning, and I'm like, oh, my God, I've got to finish that movie because the one character, Bubbles, was so fascinating to me.
Yeah.
And the next thing I know, I'd watched all 80 seasons.
Yes!
And it's just the dumbest,
so
most
stupid.
Oh, it's just the dumbest thing you'll ever watch. And for some reason,
but
I can't get
enough.
You get addicted.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
I haven't even tried that one, guys.
Oh, my God. It's the most, just think of the most low budget thing you could ever imagine seeing.
Yeah.
Just like guys following just, and the poorest people that are like living in their cars. In trailer parks and just like
robbing vending machines to get the quarters.
Yeah.
You know, it's just awful.
Every season ends with them going back to jail, the two protagonists.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow. That sounds, this is size. Chirp, chirp.
You've got mail.
No, I'm not checking out. I just,
I'm out.
I love that this segment has turned into what it turned into, which is a whole bunch of stuff that I'm never going to watch. But
you probably wouldn't love it. It's like the opposite of Knott's Landing.
Oh, then I'm out. Yeah. But listen to this. Another opinion here. We just got some mail from unpaid researcher Phil Jones. Quote, Lex could not be more wrong. I care a lot is great from beginning to end.
Ah, see? Hey.
Yeah.
Hey. I don't know. Wasn't for me.
Yeah, I think Lex, I think I'm going to be with you and not with Phil. I just don't trust Phil. I just don't.
Oh, no.
Don't tell him. He can't hear that. I'm speaking like in a whale language. He can't hear me. He didn't hear that. Yeah, I speak in a certain tone and Phil can't hear me. Yeah.
But we speak whale.
We speak whale. Yeah. Phil doesn't. Coming up on 727, get ready to laugh. A little Would You Rather, and a little bit later, an Ashley Judd update from Dawn. All ahead. Stay there.
And now, a hilarious, and we use that term loosely, dad joke.
That's a good one, Dad.
From Alexis.
Here's one from listener Donna. Why is cat poetry risque? Because it's perverse.
This has been a dad joke.
Oh, very funny, Dad. Hilarious.
From Alexis.
Good stuff, Lexi. Mm-hmm.
I like your uh-oh.
Here we go. Here we go again. Jason and Alexis in the morning. On My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment, everything fat and sassy.
We'll probably sit around and cook some soups and eat bread and desserts and just get all fat and sassy.
That's right.
Yep, that's quarantine.
That's what we do here. Sit back, relax, and just take it in, girl. Take it in. You're ready to laugh. It's time for Would You Rather.
It's time to make a choice.
Would you rather?
Jason and Alexis present Would You Rather.
Nailed it.
It's turning out to be my favorite part of this whole damn thing. It really is. Okay. How much? Okay. I don't know if the audience likes it, but you know what? Something for us.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, we'll just start with this. This is ridiculous, but let's just start with this. Would you rather drink from a funnel or do a keg stand?
All the time or just once?
I think it says, doesn't really say. I just think in general.
Oh, funnel. Been there, done that with the keg stand. Sounds like a headache right now.
I've never done either.
I've done both, and I'll do a beer bong before I'll do a keg stand because you're upside down.
Here's the sound of me drinking from a funnel right now.
Oh, God. Kitty.
Great. His one sound effect he likes to do. Yeah, his coffee.
That's all I got.
I don't even know what it is, but I'll do a keg stand.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Wow.
So...
yeah, you need to do this now. We need to get you on a keg stand.
I've never done. I mean, because I don't like beer, and I didn't really drink much in high school. I didn't drink at all in high school, and I really didn't drink beer in college. I did my first beer pong game when I was 39 years old. So, and Colin and I were in Wrigleyville for the season opener of the home opener of the Cubs, and these two straight guys thought that they had us. We put some money down, and they thought for sure they were going to wipe the floor with us two gays. We wiped the floor with them.
Yeah,
we beat them.
That's right.
And happily took their money. I beat
bounce
their ass
those balls.
Beer tongs. Well, I mean,
beer tongs.
Beer pongs. Yeah, yeah. Okay, here we go. Ew. But let's do it. Hey, who cares?
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Would you rather eat a dead rat or eat 25 live spiders?
What? Oh,
can I cook spiders. The rat?
Crunch, crunch.
Can you what, Dawn?
Can I cook the rat?
A question never before asked on our show.
That would make it better, though. Yeah.
Sure.
Dawn.
Go ahead, Dawn. Cook
sure
the rat.
Cook
go
the
ahead.
Rat. I mean, eventually we'll all have to do this whenever the apocalypse happens. We'll be out scavenging, and you got to know how to cook a rat, guys.
Yeah.
Ugh. I'm going to be crunching on spiders, guys.
Another thing that's never been said before on our show. Y'all are going to have to learn how to cook a rat.
Y'all are going to have to learn how to cook a rat. I'm telling you what. Watch a lot of those nature shows.
I'm going to eat a rat. I can't do the live spiders. That disgusts me.
Yeah.
Kenny probably ate a rat yesterday.
It can't be any worse than possum, right?
Right.
So, yeah, I'll cook a rat.
Have you eaten possum before?
Yeah, yes. Yeah.
Possum stew.
No comment. not answering that.
Okay.
My nephew
That's
Carter
classified
probably
information.
Has, so, yeah.
Who has cheese?
My nephew Carter. He eats everything.
Oh, probably.
He's an outdoorsy kid. Would you rather get a giant tattoo of your partner's name across your chest?
Oh, God.
Yes.
Or get a medium-sized tattoo of their face on your arm?
I'm just thinking of MC. Prominently placed.
On bosoms.
On Don's area.
He's not really into tattoos at all, so I'll do the small face tattoo and have my daughter do it because I trust her. She'll do a good job.
Oh, Kenny, no, I'm thinking of Dawn. I can't. I'm thinking of a big M and a big C, and I can't. Yeah. Oh. Oh, Lex, how about you?
Yeah, it's on hell, but spelled angel. I don't want that on my chest, so I want his cute face on my arm so I can kiss him. Or punch him.
Maybe I'll have it on the inside of my arm, like up high.
Ooh, isn't that
by my pit?
Ooh, that's like real tender there, isn't it?
Ah, yeah.
Just knock me out for that one.
So his nose is always in your armpit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Take a deep whiff.
I'll get a little Colin on my joy. Oh God. I'll get a little Colin on my arm.
Yeah, yeah. We want faces. Kenny, you haven't answered.
Oh, I'll do both. Hell, I don't care. whatever.
Roommate.
Roommate.
Giant, like, just roommate.
And that'll work well for you if you ever go to prison as well.
Or the face one, just a shadow and it says your name or your face here.
I love it. Would you rather have to lick people's face whenever they go to shake your hand?
Oh, my God.
Or, this is so fantastic, or scream loudly, I didn't wash my hands, to all of your coworkers every time you come back from the bathroom.
Oh,
that.
Yeah,
that.
I'll do that one because I'll just laugh afterwards like I'm joking.
You know,
yeah, I'll do that one too.
I don't want to lick people's faces.
Ugh,
I'm having a flashback because that's actually happened to me a couple of times back in my drinking days. Where
licking people's faces?
I was on the receiving end. And I just kind of figured, well, they're on X, they're tripping. I'm just gonna leave them alone.
Oh wow.
What was the other choice?
Tattooing someone's name.
Screaming, I didn't wash my hands, or licking someone every time you shake their hand.
I think the screaming thing would be hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd do that.
Yeah.
Smell my fingers! Come here!
Oh, God, this is... Oh, God. Okay, here we go. I'm just going to do this. It's a great one to end on. You ready?
Yeah.
Yeah, always.
Okay. Yeah, Lex, you'll love this one. Would you rather get 2 nip piercings or 1 private piercing?
Nip time. Pierce those babies up.
Yeah.
Another thing never said on our show.
Yeah, me too. Pierce the nipples. Even though I don't want that, not privates.
Kenny?
Oh, I would have handcuffs put on my nipples before I'd pierce down there. Owie.
Yeah.
Ouch.
Yeah, ooh. I'm doing, handcuffs as well. No, that shan't be happening.
Mr. Melancholy, not down with the piercing, if you know what I'm saying.
Mr. Melancholy.
Yeah, that's
his name.
Don't you guys remember that?
has been Would You Rather.
Oh, Mr. Melancholy.
Yeah. Would you guys do a tongue piercing or a private part piercing?
Oh, tongue.
Which one would you rather?
Oh, tongue. Lex.
Tongue? Oh, you do tongue, though.
Oh, God,
I don't
know.
I might do private part.
Me too.
If that was the, yeah.
Gosh, that's actually harder than the one that I said.
Yeah.
How can you guys even consider the private part piercing?
Yeah, well, the tongue doesn't seem so bad at all.
No.
Oh, the tongue just feels so thick.
Thank you, Lex. Couldn't
that be,
I know.
That could be useful. That could be,
yeah.
That can come into play.
Fine.
Fine,
I'll do the tongue.
Yeah.
Again, another thing never said on our show.
Fine, wow. I'll do the tongue.
Fine, I'll do the tongue. When we come back, an update on Ashley Judd, plus a new housewife of New York when we return.
Hello.
Wow.
My stupid computer. I still don't know when to come in to songs.
Were you trying to come in?
Yeah.
And I didn't hear you? Oh, I'm sorry. No, I was fine. really jamming out to this.
No, as you should be. It's Oombop, girl. Jason and Alexis in the morning. Dawn, what's the update on Ashley Judd?
Ashley Judd, you know, she broke her leg, like the ultimate leg break in four places when she was in the Congo. Took 55 hours to get out of the Congo so she could get to a hospital. She had to hold her leg together on the back of a motorcycle ride.
Oh, my goodness.
And even before she got on the motorcycle, if you remember, she was just lying there in pain for 5 hours. It was extreme. So now she's recovering at home and really needs the help of her older sister, Wynonna Judd. She had to Google how to wash someone's hair who's lying down in bed. Because she texted her, can you come over and wash my hair? So Wynonna Judd had to come over and she's been washing her hair while she's in bed because she can't really get up. Her dad, which we don't hear a lot about, he came, Michael Simonella is his name. He flew out to be by her side at the South African hospital. He already had received his COVID-19 vaccine, so he was allowed to fly. And she said, he's been my rock, companion, resource, helped me listen to so many doctors, critical support system, and kind, loving presence. I have wept and wept, she wrote in a lengthy post thanking her dad and the healthcare workers at this hospital. So he's with her every day at the hospital. You know that her leg had no
big
pulse.
Recovery.
Like what? I'm sorry, Dawn?
When she arrived at the hospital, her leg had no pulse. She had to have a blood transfusion. Yes. So it's just amazing that she still has her leg, and it's it's so great. There's a photo on her Instagram of her dad holding her foot there at the hospital with her. So it's just so great that she has that support.
Well, there are
months and months of recovery.
Mm-hmm.
She was lucky they were able to save it then, right?
Yeah, oh yes, there was a lot of times where they thought they were going to have to amputate. So.
That woman is a warrior.
She is. Goodness.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's just that's what I took the most from the story. It's just like she's a monster, man, the best way. Because there is not a lot. There's not a lot of folks that could handle all that. I mean, think of the hours. The hours.
Well, it was days, right?
Yeah.
Well, no, I'm saying the travel. I'm just talking just the travel.
Yeah.
That she had to endure. Mm-hmm. It's unbelievable to me.
55 hours.
Anybody want to go to the Congo?
No, I'm good. Thanks.
I'll pass.
God,
I'll
and
pass.
It's just so weird because she tripped over a tree root. Like, that's how she ended up doing this. So you think, oh, gosh, I'm so clumsy. I trip. I run into things all the time at home. It's like I don't. My body doesn't know that I have arms and legs. I'm constantly like stubbing my toes, hitting my hand against the running into the wall. Like
now,
what
enter
am
the
I
rainforest.
Doing? Exactly. I definitely don't need to go there. I'm so clumsy. Oh, boy.
Hey, let's all go, everybody. Yeah, no. I'm
good. I still
good.
Would go, though. I would go.
Yeah, well, then, I mean, you also
I'll
were
go
the
for
woman
everybody.
That you swam would you in the middle do of the it? Ocean with sharks underneath you. So, I mean, I'm not
Would you do yet. It naked, Lex?
Oh, like naked and afraid.
Do I know any of the people? Will I ever see them in my life again?
No.
No, you're going to be on TV. Yeah. Because you're going to be on Naked and Afraid. I do not understand this show. I think the only reason for the show is the nudity, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, right. That's true.
Oh, that's it. But can you imagine, because again, my apologies, Kenny, but I think I'm going along with you here. Again, our sort of segment, I want to be in that meeting, the pitch meeting for Naked and Afraid.
Yeah.
Can you imagine that meeting to the network executives? We're going to put naked people in the forest.
How big are the bars going to be?
Yeah.
How much do we blur out?
Can you imagine those poor editors?
Oh, having That's to follow those nips about. Around? Oh.
Yeah. I mean, now there's good technology where you just, you click on the ding and it just blurs it and then it follows the, yeah, it follows it.
Oh,
yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, you can kind of have it follow. You pick an item, and you can blur it out. But those poor editors having to go through every frame by frame and blur out privates for that stupid show.
And they're all blurred out. Believe me, I try. I put it on crawl. I pause it. You're not getting anything. You get the butt shots. They don't blur out the butts. But big deal. You know, that's like looking at an elbow. Who cares about that?
I would do that show, though, guys, knowing that it's all blurred out.
Butts
you would?
Go. I'm just going to stand up for butts, but go ahead.
Yeah. Well, now with kid and stuff, it's a little different reality, but absolutely. I think that would be a fun to try.
I could, Lex, yeah. I honestly, out of all of us on the show, you're the only one that would do this show. You would. I could at least see you naked and afraid. Yeah.
I want socks. I'm going to need socks.
What's the prize money?
Yeah, what? Good question.
Because I'll do it depending on how much money it is.
Oh, Phil, I'm not sure.
Unpaid researcher Phil Jones, get on that. How much is the prize for Naked and Afraid? Is it called Naked and Afraid?
Yeah.
Come on, Dawn, you sleep fully clothed. You're not going to do that.
If it's enough money, I'll do just about anything.
I'm with Dawn. If they pay me enough, oh, yeah. Oh,
right.
If it's some good prize money and I have at least a good shot.
You guys wouldn't do it for the journey alone just to see if you have it within you?
Screw the journey. No. Screw the journey.
You know what?
I know.
I think about bugs in my cracks. They don't want bugs in my cracks.
You have to be worth 10K each day.
What did you say, Dawn? You don't want bugs in your crack?
Yeah. I just think about ants in my butt crack and
they're everywhere.
When I was younger I did a weekend of Naked and Afraid, but it was in downtown Las Vegas. What? So I don't know if that counts as being at Bob Stupak's Vegas World. And,
experience, Kenny. You could do it.
God, first this hour, I had visions of MC on Dawn's boobies, and now tattooed. I'm thinking of ants in her cracks.
Ooh, can you imagine trying to sleep and all of a sudden you feel something trying to find
nuzzle
a warm
up
place
under your
to
bosom?
Live.
Yeah.
Phil said back in 2014, the prize money was just $5,000.
Hell no. $5,000.
No, I shan't be doing that. I shan't have ants in my cracks.
Right.
Yes. When we come back, Alexis Thompson's Scream Pop Culture Trivia right after this. Beautiful day.